Seven Deadly Sins, 2020. This stop-motion and claymation piece by Ruby Rose Bancroft, with music by Rose Dingle Moss, is from the collection of the National Art School. Shown on a television screen, this work introduces us to the biblical idea of the seven deadly sins through seven characters. The video runs for 5 minutes 50 seconds and then resets. The piece has been filmed utilizing a diorama that is divided by a blue river, the River Styx, one of the rivers of the Greek underworld. On the left is a pleasant forest made of plasticine with green grass, flowers and trees set against painted backdrop of woodlands and a moody sunset sky. On the right of the diorama, the painted backdrop shows a grey and desolate scene above barren mountains, charred grey earth and rocks, dead trees and burnt black stumps. In this underworld, a standing ring of 5 red candles is surrounded by grey stones. The video begins by panning over this diorama. As the claymation progresses, each of the seven deadly sins is introduced and announced by a title in old-fashioned calligraphy, white against a black background, and a voiceover also names the sin. The first introduction made is to Gluttony, a grey creature with large pointed elf-like ears who holds a huge orange pumpkin. Standing on a hill in a forest, he surveys the scene. His eyes widen, his mouth opens, and he chomps greedily into the pumpkin, consuming it all. He happily rubs his belly. The second introduction is Lust, a naked red woman with pointed elf-like ears, bound in ropes and wearing black bondage gear and boots, turns and reaches for snakes draped around a dead tree trunk. They slide up, wrapping themselves around her arms. Third is Wrath, an orange eastern dragon with a long drooping mane, white horns and fangs. It has large green eyes and a sinuous body that slithers snake-like along the ground. Wrath breathes out fire and burns a tree. Sloth is the fourth deadly sin. She appears as a brown-skinned mermaid with long braided pale pink hair and a bright pink tail. She sits on a small pile of rocks, relaxing at the edge of a stream. Fifth is Pride, pale-skinned centaur, half-man, half-horse, with long yellow hair and a brown horse's body. He enters with a bow and quiver and shoots an arrow that sails across the river. Sixth is Greed, blue-skinned wizard with a long beard wearing a dark blue pointed hat and coat. He holds a grey staff. A circle of candles burn around a black pool in front of him. Behind is a landscape of clay hills and mountains and strange poisonous-looking trees. A long yellow snake drapes over the rocks behind him. The seventh is Envy. She is a winged creature with red hair and green skin. Green vines wrap around her body. Following this introduction to the characters, the claymation proceeds as a moral or cautionary tale. The action stays with Envy, who hovers in the air above Greed. He lifts his grey staff, pointing it at her, and shoots short bursts of red fire. She becomes trapped by red bindings that wrap around her and falls to the ground. The wizard Greed goes up to her, and she is surrounded by yellow and blue snakes that climb over her body. Greed leaves, and Envy removes the snakes and stands. Next is Lust. Her hair gradually turns grey and she is horrified. She walks towards the brown tree and reaches for one of the snakes draped upon it. The snake winds its way up her arm and her hair is again pitch black. The story returns to Greed alongside the black pool and the surrounding candles individually burst into flame. He knocks his staff against the surface of the pool. It is pulled downwards and vanishes. Greed himself is then pulled into the pool and drowns in the black goo. The candles flare and we zoom into the distance. Behind the brown mountain is a large painted devil's face. The camera then pans to Envy sitting on a log. The white devil's face leers up behind her, and the camera zooms in tight. The body becomes covered in grey stones, and drips of grey paint run down the backdrop, eventually covering her and reducing everything to grey. Fade to black and white. Gluttony is surrounded by baskets of food. He selects a carrot, eats it, and keeps filling his face with more food, an apple, a lettuce, everything, until the basket is empty. He then begins on the next basket. He eats a fish and continues to consume more and more food. Slowly, his body becomes a large glob and is mashed up, and he disappears into the ground. The camera moves to focus on Roth, the orange dragon, by the edge of the marshy river. There's a flash of lightning. He breathes fire. It sparks along the ground and across the water, burning everything in sight. Smoke issues from him until he is destroyed, melting in his own blackened inferno. Cut to Sloth, the mermaid who sits on the edge of the water smelling flowers. She lies back, wriggles her tail, then watches in horror as her body incrementally becomes pale bone. She is reduced to a bleached skeleton. Pride, the centaur, draws his bow, releasing an arrow that flies across a flowery landscape. He turns around, facing us with glee. The arrow returns like a boomerang and pierces his heart. Camera cuts to a close-up of the devil's face, and we return to Lust, near the tree with the orange snakes. She gazes at her reflection in a pool, surrounded by orange flowers. The large devil's face appears. She falls into the strange pool and is no more. The colour on the large devil's face changes to black and white, and the screen fades to black. The animation resets.